The real practice is at the heart area and in the midst of life. She always said, you must develop the awareness to observe, then develop the understanding, transform your understanding by using your true mind at the heart area. Then in the midst of life, you have to do all this. That's all cultivation is not there, not theory, not cling on to the Dhamma words, cling on to all the very important so-called powerful words that are very enticing, like jhana, jnana, then fantastic meditation and all those things. They're all the Dhamma, the words. No use, because that is not cultivation. That is just being scholarly. That is just Dhamma knowledge. Whereas the true cultivation involves mindfulness, heedfulness, and the right view, right understanding, leading to all the right thought and all those things. So when you understand, you will know how to progress. That's why it hit you is because you realize you like to analyze, you like to reason. So the analysis and reasoning is from the Dhamma, the knowledge. That is the mundane mind doing the analysis and reasoning. But the real cultivation, they go beyond on this. You just silent, no need to know, don't try to know. Just develop stability of awareness. Stabilize that nature, then use that nature to observe, to investigate, to reflect, to contemplate, then to develop the direct seeing, the awakening, the insight into phenomena, to realize the three universal characteristics. Then all this transformation is within your nature. Then only it can straighten the individual's wrong view. When your wrong view are being straightened, then you react less. You become more heedful, less heedless. That's how more and more moment of peace, more and more moment of tranquility, stillness. Because your habitual tendency, your mundane mind doesn't stir, doesn't react like before. So that's how cultivation actually progresses. So a lot of people didn't know. They use knowledge, they use logic. Oh, greed, hatred, and delusion. I must let go. I must not attach. So all this become theory. This is not the real cultivation. The real cultivation is you develop the wisdom, the awakening, then the understanding, then you will not hold. Because you see the delusion in them. Like I taught you all, you must learn to see form, the unreality of form. Then only you can see beyond form. That form delusion has no more power over you. And that is the real cultivation at the mind level, not at the physical outward appearances. That type of cultivation is all knowledge, not the real one. So the scholar like to memorize the sutra and repeat all the so-called teaching, the chanting and everything. That's why when you do that, you commit to memory. So when you commit to memory and you don't have mindfulness and awareness to see acting according to memory is not acting at all, you cannot develop the wisdom. The wisdom is developed through the silent mind, that insight into phenomena and awaken. And that wisdom is beyond thought, beyond mind. It stays with your form and mind, connected. That's why it's not from memory. But if you commit everything to knowledge as memory and try to remember them and rattle the teaching, no use. Even like the Mahayana, some of the what they call speakers, they are very good at the sutra. They give all the example. Yeah, the words are all there. So they, not all, some of them, they memorize it and become very conversant with it. But if they have not put it into cultivation, they may not have the ability to realize that Dhamma. That Dhamma that is to be realized is through the silent mind, through the awakening from that nature, not through book knowledge, not through concept, not through Dhamma words. So all this is very useful. So you continue to explain, Song Bia. I understand why you find it very interesting that part. You continue to explain your own way.
Yeah, 没有, 因为 Virgil, 我就是那天的那个 go through 那个 Sankara 的 experience 了以后, 然后我在听到这个, 他在这个 explain 的时候, 真的是, 那个 cultivation 哦, 真的是要你自己走进去,
yeah,
你才能够知道真正那个 wisdom 的 cultivation, 它不是只是在 knowledge wise 里面, so, 等下他这个 paragraph 就是 hit 到我就觉得哇真的是要自己走，那也因为这个 那一天我的这个 experience 让我知道了 这个真正的这种 cultivation 是要怎么样的去 cultivate
对，That's why they say 修心，对，修心 means you cultivate the mind, you don't cultivate the knowledge, you don't cultivate the words, the dhamma, no use. You cultivate the mind that is the true mind, the silent mind. The silent mind, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, can insight into phenomena. Then that nature awaken. You know what is awaken? Awaken means it realizes, it just understand, not through words. It just understand, the whole thing become very clear. That's why that one is not a knowledge. It's not rigid one. That one is universal, apply to all conditions. Like Sankara Anichang doesn't mean one aspect of impermanent or Anichang. No, the whole phenomenal world is like that. Then you can link to everything. That's why wisdom is not rigid. Wisdom is an all-knowing, complete understanding. Then you can apply this wisdom to all conditions. You don't have to, every time when you encounter a situation, you try to recall what the brother Teo say, what did the Buddha say. No need. The Yonisot Manasikara, the wisdom at the moment of sense experience, straight away will manifest. And this is spontaneous. It will just come out. Spontaneous from you. So that understanding is from that nature. There's like no need to remember anything. No need memory. Whereas the other one, they have to every time remember. If they don't remember through memory, they cannot speak, they cannot share. Everything they refer to memory. It's like their encyclopedia. But the real cultivation, like what you have come to understand now, so which is very good, is to cultivate the true mind, to cultivate that nature, stabilize it, then let it awaken, let it insight into phenomena, let it understand, let it reflect, let it contemplate, let it give rise to the daily mindfulness, the stability of it, so that you are ever mindful, constantly meditative. Then the understanding or wisdom keep on arising, not from Dhamma words, not from knowledge, it's from the daily life, from what you see, what you observe. Anything can trigger off understanding. And everything becomes so pristine, so beautiful, and everything is within the moment. You are not lost in thought. You are not heedlessly trying to know things and all those things. So you will know how to contemplate, how to reflect, how to inquire. Then after that, the nature gives rise to the understanding. That's why when you contemplate and reflect means when you are in a proper setting, environment, you have some form of mindfulness, stability of mindfulness, and you are heedful, and then you contemplate. Means you throw out the Dhamma, the inquiry. Why did the Buddha say this? How can I understand this? Then sometimes when you silence your mind, sometimes just a phenomena that pass by can awaken you. Like in the Buddha's time, a lot of Jataka story and also the story of the monks and the nuns. There was one nun, I think Bhikkhuni, she was washing her leg, and as she poured the water on her leg, before the water even reached the end, she became an arahant because she was so mindful and heedful, and everything was silent. Then the phenomena awakened. Then there was a group of, don't know how many hundred monks, I remember, they came back and wanted to see the Buddha. Yeah, they were meditating in the forest, they get into trouble. And suddenly, at the moment, there was very heavy rain, the bubble pop, pop, pop. Then all these monks become arahant because they are ready. And the Buddha helped them through his ability to let them inside into the normal. So there were many incidents during the Buddha's time where the cultivator just awakened like that because of phenomena. Then like Asaji and Sariputta, just two stanza. Then like Hui Ning, he heard just one stanza of the Diamond Sutta, the mind must have no dwelling. He straight away awakened where his mind was really like that. So when you have that ability of understanding, when you are ready to receive truth, then any of the first, second, or third turning can trigger. And this is what cultivation is all about. It's not about Dhamma knowledge. And when you hear truth, that truth becomes very different, very penetrating. It's just like the silent mind insight into that truth, awaken, just like that. There and then, at that moment. So all this, you will have the ability to understand. And as you develop the cultivation, as you go through, this understanding will unfold. Mm. Okay, so?
Yeah, 对，那 sharing很多年，但是在 in the cultivation 方面，我们一直下不了手。你觉得很多的，然后就让我想到刚才一开始就讲的那个，我们还是有很多的业障，这个业障是 come from 我们的那个 wrong thought 跟我们的 wrong view， 它一直在后面很
past life, not this life, past life。 past life的业障, that's why you xiao chu, you don't xiao chu, it will condition your mind state, it will condition your environment, your cultivation situation. Everything is like what the Buddha say, we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, condition supported by your karma, and you are what you are because of karma. So all the heedless thinking, cannot meditate, cannot what, it's all coming obstruction. That's why I say coming obstruction, you have to clear. You don't play a fool. That's why I teach you the complete one. Whomsoever from the distant past until now, whether knowingly or not, this will cover the whole spectrum. Otherwise, you cannot break them all. That's why that aspect, Mahayana haven't actually developed that one, whomsoever from the distant past. They always had the standard Chan Hui and all those things. But this one, asking for forgiveness from all beings, whether knowingly or unknowingly that you have committed karmic obstruction, karmic negativity or suffering or misled or anything, you cover them all, then you sincerely ask for forgiveness. And these are very powerful. And the reason why earlier on you all cannot grasp so clearly is because do you realize the big difference or not? Today's video that Qingya speak, if there is no Mandarin words down there and the English translation down there, how many of you can really understand and recall what she said? It's because you all have all this training, then you see the importance of the word, then because it's all properly video and with the subtitle, everything, and the translation, then you can pick it up. Otherwise, if it's just like a normal sharing, like what I did in the early years, of course recorded, but hardly anybody last night listened to the recording. Nowadays, different, we have people chase after the recording. So even you chase after the recording, that's why without the short video and the subtitle, most of the word I use, you all may not understand. That's why it's very difficult for you to grasp. This one is very good because the translation is very accurate, reasonably accurate. Then the Mandarin words are very accurate. So this video is very helpful. And it's everything about karmic obstruction that you need to root out to develop the cultivation. Everything that you encounter as a cultivator is all due to karmic obstruction. Because we are all born of karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. Then after that, he teaches you how to cultivate the Bodhi mind, how to develop the four great beautiful mind states of Da'ai, loving kindness, reverence, and all those things. So those are very beautiful. Very good. So at least this topic, I think this video, because it's share screen, you all will listen to it. Those who re-listen will find it very interesting. But this one magnifier, bigger than the handphone. So the words are clearer. Oh, but you watch Zoom with your handphone, my God, per se, then no difference. You must put it on your computer. Okay, so you continue.
Satim Pan, your variety. I was surprised that the Ike Tajang the Naka Aruga woman, the Naka Yetang Xiao Chuliao, now Uga Sing. Was surprised that the Ike Jang the Juice Naka truly sing, just a
renunciation. You will not attach, you will not cling, you will not hold. A lot of things they can't kai leo, can't fall leo, nan go jia so leo. That's an acceptance. There is wisdom. You can renounce a lot of things, not what you think. 一切有为法, you remember all the Dhamma come back. 如梦幻泡影, everything.
他讲到这个处理心, 就让我 connect 到那个, 在, cultivating 那个 Bodhisattva way 的那一本书里面, 有讲到, 如果我们要走这个菩萨道的第一个, 就是要有那个处理心,
yeah.
就是我们要有 renunciation,
yeah.
renunciation of
yeah.
这个 mind. 就是让我们越来越 simple, 越来越 简单。 当越来越简单的时候, 我们的那个真心, 佛性全部就会出来,
yeah, yeah,
所以是修行的道路。
因为你没有制作了, 它就不会有那个无明来盖住你的真心。 That's why all the coming obstruction, they obstruct your true mind, your true nature. So all this, you need to ask for forgiveness, repentance, to free. That's why the whole cultivation based on understanding is very important. Renunciation is very important. You see, the second vow is also about ability to endure and root out all suffering. Means you can renounce everything. Otherwise, you will attach and you will have affliction. So for you to have the ability to endure and persevere, and root out all karmic affliction, you must have that wisdom and the understanding to renounce everything so that you will not attach to anything. Otherwise, affliction will be there. That's why craving, born of self-delusion, is affliction, is dukkha. Upadana khandas, the five aggregates of grasping, is suffering, affliction. So all this you will understand, yeah, they are all connected. That's why I like this video, is because they summarize it out very well. And all the things that they share are the essence of the Mahayana practice and cultivation. They summarize them all inside very beautifully. And it linked to karmic obstruction and cultivating the Bodhi mind. And leading to all the right view, the true cultivation, everything. This video is very beautiful, short, but very concise, direct to the point. So now you start to appreciate all this. So your ability to capture all this is because you have started to develop the understanding of the cultivation. Then you see where you actually miss out. So this one is very good. Well, this one, one word, renunciation, the meaning is so deep. No?
You
must have the wisdom to renounce everything. Yeah? Everything is empty. The five aggregate of form and mind is empty. 无蕴皆空, no reality. So why did you cling and hold? You cannot renounce means the ego is still there. The atta is still there. Say cho, say let go, say renounce. You know, all this inquiry is very important. And when you understand, then you realize he know you, he know me. That's why what is mentioned there is beautiful. Then suddenly you realize without the I, the ego, then you realize renunciation is automatic. You cannot hold on to anything anymore. You just do. That's why don't try to know. Nobody to be enlightened, no fame, nothing. It's just the way things are. The form and mind, of course, there is a form and mind. And you can say the form and mind enlightened, but that is not me. But that one is dependent originating, karmically conditioned. Weaker and two, and that one is impermanent, come and go, segmented life. So all this understanding is there. It will fall into place. So you will come to realize that whatever she say inside there is a summary of what I taught you all. What I taught you all is a complete training. Then with that understanding, you come back, you will appreciate what she share very well. And all the things that she shared, people cannot do unless you go through the training of the Heart Sutta and the essential Dhamma that I have explained to you all. And the nature, everything, the silent mind, the true mind, the direct seeing. Without all this, you cannot realize what she said, what she summarized for you. That's why this missing link, the teaching that Maitreya want me to share with the world is this one. 请你把正法传下去. This is the missing link. The Bodhisattva vow and all the teaching, the way I explain it and share it. Without this, you cannot realize what she say. What she say is very beautiful, very well summarized. Okay, so?
Yeah. Sadhu Bharati.
You brought out this topic very good. So we can continue to discuss it actually next session.
Yeah.
We have to end already today.